In the lunchtime edition, an elderly man discovered dead at his home in a case of suspected suicide. Efforts on to resolve a persistent milk shortage in Barbados. A government senator voices strong opposition to relocating the Whole Town Civic Center and turning that beachside property over to private developers. And despite strong objections, U.S. President Trump restates his plan for a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. An elderly man has been discovered dead at his home in a case of suspected suicide. The police say that officers responded to the residence of 70-year-old Lawrence Bousset at Whitehall Main Road, St. Michael, around 8 o'clock last night. They found his body in circumstances that indicated that he took his own life. A medical doctor pronounced him dead at the scene. There's a shortage of both fresh and evaporated milk on Barbados' supermarket shelves. And while the fresh milk issue might be resolved in about a month, the evaporated milk problem might be harder to fix. The president of the Barbados Beef and Dairy Farmers Association, Patrick Butcher, tells Starcom Network News that the shortage of local fresh milk, the result of reduced production from local cows last year, has persisted into 2025. He notes that milk production from the almost 200 cows imported late last year to help solve the problem will take time to ramp up.
As you know, we came out of the new year with a shortage, and we will just purchase the heifers from Canada as well. Their production will not necessarily start to impact the local production until probably towards the end of this month, going into March. Because they came here and the majority of them were not heavily pregnant. Obviously, we didn't want them heavily pregnant to risk having abortions and that kind of thing. So you should start to see an improvement in the local production towards the end of this month and going into March. That is where the real calving cycle will start to kick in.
Meantime, Mr. Butcher explained that evaporated milk is manufactured from imported milk powder, but there is an international shortage due to demand and supply issues.
We have some challenges with sourcing the raw ingredients for producing the traditional evaporated milk as well. Globally, there are milk shortages, not just one. There are shortages of milk globally. And a part of the reason for that is that it's not necessarily that there's actual milk shortages, but a lot more milk is now going into cheese and milk and butter production because of the Asian market. So the Asian market, you're seeing some exponential growth in dairy consumption, not in the traditional sense of drinking liquid milk, but through the uptake of increased pizza production and the use of cheese and ice cream and butters and that sort of thing. So it is placing some demand on the traditional sources.
The president of the Barbados Beef and Dairy Farmers Association, Patrick Butcher. Meantime, the chief executive officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, urges patience. He says the dairy industry is working to increase its milk production.
I do understand what is happening, the challenges. We have been working consistently and assiduously to try to increase milk production, but it is not something that's going to happen overnight. The farmers have calves, which are animals in calf, which are expected to calve down soon. Once those animals calve down, you will see milk coming from those animals. But we have to be patient and we have to wait. In the meantime, I am sure that the Pioneer Dairy will do what it has to do to try to ensure stability and supply.
He stresses the need for long-term investment to address the issue.
One of the challenges that we face in this country is that people treat agriculture as if they are going to the supermarket to buy goods, that you want goods and it could be there tomorrow. It is not like that. The people of this country, including the government, have to be prepared to invest resources over the longer term in order to make it happen. We seem to think that you can make a farmer in a day or in a year. It does not happen like that. You have to put things in place. For instance, we don't understand that between the time a cow is born to when it can give milk is 2 years, approximately. immediately. So we are suffering from what happened 2 years ago. We are seeing the results of it now.
The CEO of the BAS, James Paul, in the Lunchtime Edition. Well, a government senator disagrees with the plan to relocate the Whole Town Civic Center and transfer the land to private developers for tourism projects. During Senate debate on the land acquisition bill for Trent St. James, Senator Dr. Crystal Haynes raised concern about the site's historical and archaeological significance.
We have spoken a lot about heritage. We're actively building out at Newton Burial Ground. We have done some works at Golden Square so that people could better understand the story of what happened there. Right now, there's a simple obelisk standing in commemoration of the landing. I think that we could do more to tell the story of this site, not just of English settlement, but the story of the Amerindian community, our indigenous population who were decimated. I understand that there's tremendous economic value for any beachfront in Whole Town, but can we save some of it for us? My personal view is that this should always be publicly accessible land.
She emphasized that Barbadians should have access to the beaches and ownership opportunities on the West Coast. Manager of Sports Tourism at the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Kamal Springer, is calling for more corporate support for the sporting activities on the island's sporting calendar. He was speaking on the sidelines of the Sun, Sea and Slam Bridge Tournament launch at the Barbados Beach Club this morning. Mr. Springer says some corporate entities are not yet understanding the full value of sports tourism within the overall tourism project.
Corporate entities, what they think about is that they're thinking maybe it's a foreign customer base, so maybe there's not a lot of immediate sales attached to it. What we typically do is that if we're going to partner with a sports tourism event, we want local Barbadians to know about it. Run Barbados, for example, it is going to be a year-long campaign, and a lot of that is going to be done domestically. So people are going to see your brand associated with it all through the year. So I think a key misnomer is that, you know, it's a foreign audience, so why would I? Because we have to bring local awareness. Barbadians have to know what we're doing in trying to build sports tourism. The other thing is that a lot of these people are repeat visitors. And if they know your brand, then they come out and looking for you first. So building the brand awareness among repeat visitors is positive. And then we also have to promote locally so you reach your local audience.
Mr. Springer, while pointing to the 200 visitors on island for the five-day tournament, said the economic impact of sports tourism is not to be underestimated. U.S. President Donald Trump restates his plan for a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip after his idea was rejected by Palestinians and leaders around the world yesterday. Mrs. Trump stated today that Israel would hand over Gaza to the United States after fighting was over and the enclave's population was already resettled elsewhere, which he said meant no U.S. troops would be needed on the ground. A day after worldwide condemnation of Mr. Trump's announcement that he aimed to take over and develop the Gaza Strip into the Riviera of the Middle East, that was his quote, Israel ordered its army to prepare to allow the, what it called the voluntary departure of Gaza residents. And Panama has denied making changes to allow U.S. government vessels to transit the Panama Canal for free, following White House claims it had agreed to such a move. The State Department said in a statement on X, formerly Twitter, that its government vessels can now transit the Panama Canal without charge fees, saving the U.S. government millions of dollars a year. Responding to the comments, the Panama Canal Authority said it was empowered to set tolls and other fees for transiting the canal, adding that it had not made any adjustments to them. Our top stories. An elderly man discovered dead at his home at Whitehall, St. Michael, in a case of suspected suicide. Efforts on to resolve a persistent milk shortage in Barbados. A government senator, Crystal Haynes, voices strong opposition to relocating the Whole Town Civic Center and turning the beachside property over to private developers. Despite strong objections, U.S. President Trump restates his plan for a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip. And Panama denies Trump administration claims that it has agreed to allow U.S. ships to transit the Panama Canal free of charge. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.